Even beer companies know how strongly Canadians thirst for their natural heritage. And according to pollster Angus Reid, 83% of Canadians think that protecting the environment should be part of the national legal fabric, and that environmental rights should be elevated to the same level as human rights. The poll was commissioned by the David Suzuki Foundation. It's releasing a series of white papers today in advance of a public campaign to promote the greening of our Constitution. The author of those papers is David Boyd, an environmental lawyer and adjunct professor in resource and environmental management at Simon Fraser University. Hello.
Good morning, Duncan.
Why do we need to enshrine environmental rights in the Canadian Constitution?
Well, I could give you a long list of reasons, but let me stick to three. The first is Canadians have a deep and a profound attachment to this vast, beautiful, diverse land that we live in. The problem is that there's a lot of evidence to show that we're not living up to those values. So, you know, last week there was a study from the American Center for Global Development showing that Canada ranks dead last among 27 OECD countries in terms of environmental performance. A European think tank put out a report showing us 58th out of 61 countries in terms of protecting the climate. And here at home, the Conference Board of Canada, which produces an annual report card on the environmental performance of 17 wealthy, large, industrialized countries, has consistently ranked us 15th out of 17. So we have this terrible environmental record, and that's not just a source of embarrassment, but it has impacts on our health and our quality of life.
So specifically, what do you want to see added to the Constitution?
What should be in Canada's Constitution is recognition that every Canadian has the right to live in a clean and healthy environment. And that's a constitutional provision that's now found in more than 100 countries around the world. And those countries have enjoyed tremendous success as a result of incorporating that right to a healthy environment into their constitutions.
Can you give me an example of what that might mean, what it might look like in terms of wording?
Yeah, so the most common wording is simply to say that every person has the right to live in a healthy and ecologically balanced environment. And then they'll go on to say that the government has a responsibility to respect, protect, and fulfill the rights of the citizens. But what's really shocking to most Canadians is that the environment isn't even mentioned in our Constitution. And that's causing us all kinds of grief.
No, but couldn't we consider, I mean, environmental rights as part and parcel of other rights that are in the Constitution, such as right to life, right to liberty, and security of the person?
Well, that's a great question.
Segment 1.
Even beer companies know how strongly Canadians thirst for their natural heritage. And according to pollster Angus Reid, 83% of Canadians think that protecting the environment should be part of the national legal fabric, and that environmental rights should be elevated to the same level as human rights. The poll was commissioned by the David Suzuki Foundation. It's releasing a series of white papers today in advance of a public campaign to promote the greening of our Constitution. The author of those papers is David Boyd, an environmental lawyer and adjunct professor in resource and environmental management at Simon Fraser University. Hello.
Segment 2.
Good morning, Duncan.
Why do we need to enshrine environmental rights in the Canadian Constitution?
Well, I could give you a long list of reasons, but let me stick to three. The first is Canadians have a deep and a profound attachment to this vast, beautiful, diverse land that we live in. The problem is that there's a lot of evidence to show that we're not living up to those values. So, you know, last week there was a study from the American Center for Global Development showing that Canada ranks dead last among 27 OECD countries in terms of environmental performance. A European think tank put out a report showing us 58th out of 61 countries in terms of protecting the climate.
Segment 3.
And here at home, the Conference Board of Canada, which produces an annual report card on the environmental performance of 17 wealthy, large, industrialized countries, has consistently ranked us 15th out of 17. So we have this terrible environmental record, and that's not just a source of embarrassment, but it has impacts on our health and our quality of life.
So specifically, what do you want to see added to the Constitution?
What should be in Canada's Constitution is recognition that every Canadian has the right to live in a clean and healthy environment. And that's a constitutional provision that's now found in more than 100 countries around the world.
Segment 4.
And those countries have enjoyed tremendous success as a result of incorporating that right to a healthy environment into their constitutions.
Can you give me an example of what that might mean, what it might look like in terms of wording?
Yeah, so the most common wording is simply to say that every person has the right to live in a healthy and ecologically balanced environment. And then they'll go on to say that the government has a responsibility to respect, protect, and fulfill the rights of the citizens. But what's really shocking to most Canadians is that the environment isn't even mentioned in our Constitution. And that's causing us all kinds of grief.
No, but couldn't we consider, I mean, environmental rights as part and parcel of other rights that are in the Constitution, such as right to life, right to liberty, and security of the person?
Well, that's a great question.